Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. Adventure awaits. On this episode, we're exploring the enchanting adventures of river cruising on Ama waterways with Jasmine Douse.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It really is a pleasure to be here today. And family travel is so exciting and it's important, right? You know, to really be able to spend time with family. So it's a pleasure to be here to talk all about family travel and river cruising, becoming the newest wave of travel coming out here. And we're just excited. We're excited as to what's to come.
I love it. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
I actually work in the sales department with Ama Waterways. I've been with the company for almost 8 years now, so it's about 7.5 years, and it's been an amazing experience. It's a family-owned company, and you feel it every way through. Just their attentiveness to us as part of their family really extends to, you know, the guest on board and the crew that works on board. So it's really just been a pleasure. And I started in the reservations department answering phones. Thanks for calling Ama Waterways. And I just grew from there. Now I am a national account manager. And I deal with our partnerships with different consortiums, where I would say maybe about 90% of our business kind of comes through that angle. So it's a huge responsibility, but it's a great position to be in, and I've been learning so much.
So tell us a little bit about river cruising and what it is and what the benefits are.
Absolutely. River cruising is like your ocean cruising, but the difference is that your ocean cruises take you to the countries that you're visiting, right? But your river cruise ships take you through those countries. And so it really gives you an opportunity to be a part of the local life. And that, I think, is what makes river cruising so popular. It's the accessibility. It's like you said, you imagine yourself on that sun deck seeing this landscape. There is something in every turn, every bend of the river. There's always something on each side. So it's not what you expect, like in ocean cruising, where some days you're at sea. Some days there's a seaside and a port side. With the river, there's just always something to see on every side, every bend, 360 views. But not only that, when you are disembarking a river cruise ship, it can take, 2 minutes. You know, there's no long lines. You're literally walking off the ship as if you're walking out of a hotel, right? It's your floating luxury hotel. And you're almost just steps away from the livelihood of the city. And, you know, when you think about Europe, I think that's really where river cruising obviously kind of got its birth from, right?
Right.
The main Danube Canal opened up and it allowed us to have leisure travel down the Danube River. And then, of course, the Rhine River and other rivers throughout Europe. And with this leisure travel, it just really gave people a more relaxing way to see all of these beautiful cities and grand capitals, right? Your Budapest, being able to go to Vienna, being able to go to, Paris, France,
right.
Strasbourg. There's just these opportunities and you're doing it all in one trip, right?
Right.
There's variety throughout the vacation. There's shore excursions that immerse you into the destination. With Ama Waterways, those excursions are included, because we think that's a huge part of why you want a river cruise, right? Is to learn more about the cultures and the regions of which you're traveling through.
Yes.
The food's included on board, of course, your meals throughout the day, but it also, we make it a point to give you regional specialties, right? So if you're obviously, in Budapest, you have to try the goulash, right? And it has to be that authentic goulash with, local ingredients that are fresh that we bring on board right there from the local city.
That is so cool.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I was just watching, they also do some great virtual events. So, you know, go like their Facebook page and go to the website. I mean, because I've done a couple now. I did the Christmas market one. And then I was on, they had one the other day for International Women's Day. And one of, I think, the head chefs was on. She was on talking about the goulash. They actually had a recipe for it. And that is so cool. I didn't even think about, as you pull up into the port, that you can get the ingredients right there.
Absolutely. And it's like the river cruise ships, they're very intimate, you know? So you're looking at about, with AMA, our average, it's about 160 passengers on board. So you're looking at about 80 staterooms. So we're talking intimate, as in, you know, when we say you're part of the family, you know, really build a family on board. You get to know people, you dine with different people throughout the day. So it really is that intimate experience. But you think about, what does a galley look like in something like that, right? You don't have
right.
a space. So we really, you know, focus on, you know, fresh and never frozen, because you can't really store a whole lot on board a river cruise ship. So it's
That's
really very an attractive aspect about being able to river cruise, you know, through Europe. And, you know, the other thing I think is always important to mention is that with Europe, those regions really grew from the banks of the river. So they're not kind of what we're used to having that city center and growing outward like a downtown or something of the sort. So river is actually really one of the best ways to see Europe, is because they grew from those banks. So these UNESCO World Heritage Sites and, you know, those places that you're visiting, they can be steps away or even just, you know, a short motor coach ride away.
Oh, that is so fantastic. And I think, again, because it's smaller, sometimes you spend more time in ports. I mean, it just seems like it's a overall more intimate, not only on board, but off on shore experience. Exactly. And that's super cool. I will admittedly say that I used to think of river cruises for the retired, maybe grandparents, you know, maybe they would take their grandchildren on. But I think it's growing for families, right?
It is growing, I think, tremendously for families. And I would even argue that AMA has really played a part in that, because river cruising, I think, did have a very traditional take and a traditional feel to it, where it maybe was catered to a specific demographic. But when you expand your offerings, when you offer guided biking tours or bicycles just to go off on your own, or hiking tours, you know, to hike to the top of the Passau Castle, when you end up having partnerships that develop, for instance, our partnership with Adventures by Disney. I think that one is a huge one to mention, because we did kind of make some changes on board for the build of the ship. So we started with some connecting staterooms. We started to have triple occupancy and quadruple occupancy. And it really stemmed from that partnership, and it really opened up AMA to more multi-generational travel. So now, you know, having these different choices really makes it so that your grandparents can travel with their children who are traveling with their children, and everybody has something that works for them.
Jasmine has this like beautiful picture behind her right now of the AMA Magna on
Danube.
So Samantha Brown, who I love, also a travel mom, you know, and has like the Places to Love show, but she is the godmother of that ship.
She is. And, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned the AMA Magna, because our previous build of ships, we had already implemented the connecting and the triples and the quads, but then we came out with the AMA Magna. Now, the Magna is that river cruise ship that kind of redefined the river cruising experience, because we made this ship nearly twice the width of a standard river cruise ship. So we made it twice the width. Well, we only added maybe about 15 or so more cabins. So it went from about 160 to about 190 passengers on board, but it was all about space, right? So larger staterooms, so that when you have those triples or you have those quads, you have that additional space, you know, and that additional comfort, much more public space as well. So that if groups are traveling together, even with the dining options, perfect for groups, meeting rooms, wine rooms. So it really opened up even a new level of multi-generational travel with the AMA Magna. So I would even say, if you're a family looking to travel, the AMA Magna, I would recommend to be the first on your list, to check out. And it travels down the Danube. So you have an opportunity to either do the Upper Danube, from Budapest up through to maybe Prague, or you can do the Lower Danube that will start in Budapest and maybe take you down towards Istanbul. So there are definitely some great options there, but the Alma Magna is nearly perfect for it. And if you're really looking for something catered towards that younger age range, then that's really when we bring in Adventures by Disney. Have the tour guide dress up as the character and really bring it to life in a different type of way. But think of grade school, maybe those early teens. That's right when they can really, I think, truly appreciate that family travel. But then, of course, you don't want to put a limitation on it, right? Because it really can appeal to such a wide audience. So our rule really is no one under the age of 4. Recommended maybe about at least 7. Having those additional abilities to have some catered hobbies on board the river cruise ship, but then also, you know, doing apricot tasting and goulash making and bike riding and hiking ashore. It really just makes for the perfect trip. And then you come together for dinner and you all talk about your different experiences.
You've also experienced some cruises with your family.
I usually try to maybe go on about a cruise a year with Alma, and I usually bring a family member with me. And it really is great. The last trip I went on actually was my younger sister. She's 17 years old, and I told her it would be a graduation gift from high school. So we decided to take the Danube cruise, and that took us from Budapest to Vilshofen. And it was such an amazing time, just having that time to bond together on board the ship, meeting other families, and having the ability to really go off and do separate things, but still be on the same vacation.
If we think about river cruising, what are some of the maybe top 2 to 3 tips you have for families thinking about this as an option?
I know we already mentioned the Alma Magna, so I would at least have them start there. Christmas market cruises, they are one of the absolute best options for family travel. And it's because Christmas is for all ages, right? There is that Christmas spirit. And I can tell you that there is absolutely nothing like a European Christmas market. Being able to go and shop in the different markets, that very community feel, the Glühwein, of course, for the adults, but then all of the different tasty treats and roasted chestnuts for the children. It's almost sensory overload, right? It's just everything, the smells, the sights, the sounds. There's truly nothing like it.
I mean, I tell you, when I did the virtual event with you all back in December, you guys just decorate to be this winter wonderland on the river, just surrounds you the whole time.
The most decorated ships on the river. Everyone knows that about Alma. We take it to the top because we want to make sure that you really feel that Christmas spirit.
Well, and the other thing I saw is that you guys are also doing Egypt. You're going to have a Nile cruise.
So there's two options in Africa. You can actually be on the Zambezi Queen down the Chobe River. So you can add on the Victoria Falls, Kruger National Park, Tanzania, Arusha, the Serengeti. Then on the other hand, we have the new itinerary coming out, actually starting in September, is the Secrets of Egypt and the Nile. These 7 nights on the Amadalia, which is a ship that we're just about finished completing, so a new vessel there. And it has some options to add some pre and post land, the Luxor, you do Cairo, you can add Jordan. I mean, the options just keep going. So there are other options outside of Europe also that are great for that multi-generational travel as well.
Jasmine, I just thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I mean, this was amazing. I just talking about the experience makes me wish I was there even more.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, Jasmine, and we look forward to exploring more with Alma Waterways. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for all the specifics from this episode and lots more travel planning tips. Look forward to traveling together again on the next episode. Adventure awaits!